Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Hi there, thanks for joining me. On this show, we are cleaning out the junk drawer of life and organizing the chaos before it becomes chaotic. What's that? Too late, you say? Never. Don't throw in the towel and keep piling it up like hoarder style. Take charge and admit to yourself, enough is enough. You deserve peace, joy, and happiness, and wading through emotional and psychological clutter is unnecessary and counterproductive. Make a to-do list, and let's get started on Plan B, personal freedom. As you sit here today, let's identify where the chaos is coming from. Everyone is different, in different situations, and at different stages of their lives. Try to rise above, gaining a new perspective of the bigger picture. I love to actually visualize this exercise. Feel yourself floating up over your life and looking down. Everything naturally gets smaller as the angle is wider and more of the pieces and parts come into view. You know what a mouse maze looks like from an aerial view. Imagine yourself looking at your life in this manner. Where are you suffering the greatest assault on your day-to-day? You might be quick to say something like, work. I don't like my job. But I have to work to pay the bills, so I guess I just have to accept it and move on. That brushstroke review would be too broad. Just the same, you could pinpoint a single instance like a splinter, which is small but causing some great pain. Focusing all your energy on this one offender will prevent you from seeing other outside influences that could be causing stress. Now, you see, you have the parameters. Nothing is as it has to be. You may not be able to quit your job and find your dream job that brings you nothing but happiness today, but you can hover over that scene, zeroing in on the one thing that prevents you from enjoying your work. Okay, maybe it's more than one thing, but the idea is not to accept the general view. I hate it. Get specific and dig deeper into the why. You might be able to pull out that splinter, but my guess is that without understanding your obsession over the single moments of pain in your life, there will be another and another. Your journey is always going to be about getting real and honest with yourself, not accepting things as they are and searching to find a positive alternative. Understanding where the chaos is coming from gives you a starting point to untangling the mess and finding a new way to cope and move forward. For many of us, we want our lives to settle down and for things to run smoothly. But week after week, month after month, year after year, while there are many different players and different facts, it's always the same story. Our lives are chaotic. Here are 7 reasons we might be creating chaos-filled lives from Bonnie for livealifeyoulove.com. See if one or more of these things rings true for you. Number 1, it's your story. What story you tell is important. Let's think about this scenario as a way to describe its importance. So, you connect with an old childhood friend on Facebook. You're happy to be connected to them, but soon regret the connection. They are steeped in stories about their unfortunate luck. Surgeries botched, health problems galore, failed romance upon failed romance. They have nothing but tales of woe. And yet, surprisingly, their other posts are gratitude-related. Clearly, they know something about counting their blessings, But more often than not, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. The story of their life to the world and to themselves is, oh, poor me. I'm sure your friend doesn't realize the impact their stories have on the reality they are creating. So what do you do about it? If you find yourself telling tales of misfortune at every opportunity, stop already. Ideally, you will catch yourself before you utter a word, at which point you can tell a tale of your success or insight instead. You probably won't find it easy at first. You'll be so steeped in looking for the negative, you'll have a hard time finding the positive. But commit yourself to look for it. Tell a story, even if only to yourself, every single day. That includes something wonderful that happened during your day. It doesn't have to be big. I really enjoyed my shower today. Or those strawberries I had for breakfast were super sweet. Or that was the funniest TV show I've seen all month. The more you practice, the more you'll tell. The more you practice, the more you'll have to tell. What you focus on is what you draw into your reality. So before you know it, you'll be hard-pressed to find anything at all that is worth complaining about. Number two, it's your identity. How we think of ourselves is self-fulfilling prophecy. Once we start down a path of identifying ourselves as unfortunate, struggling victims, it becomes harder to pull ourselves out of this mindset. Why? Because the self-identity we've created as a victim calls forth more events into our lives to solidify that victim consciousness. As those new, chaos-filled realities reinforce our identity, the vicious cycle continues. But the victim identity isn't the only one that keeps us in chaos. The fixer identity does as well. Every fixer needs something to fix. So creating chaos and crisis, unconsciously, of course, is a must for fixers who specialize in coming to the rescue. This doesn't necessarily mean you have one identity or the other. You may have a victim identity with, let's say, your parents, and a fixer identity with, let's say, your children or friends. So, what do you do about it? Recognize whether you identify with being the victim or being the rescuer or both. Forgive yourself for that and begin to see and feel yourself as one who lives an easy, elegant, struggle-free life and who doesn't get caught up in whatever chaos is happening around you. It's all about your perception and your visualization. Practice compassionate detachment when those you love are feeling challenged. You can care without emotionally jumping into the chaos others are creating. A note on this. You may not be able to shift another's choice to stop creating chaos in their life, but what you can do is to shift your response to their creation. Modeling a vision for them as leading an easy, elegant, peaceful, and successful life is all you can do. You can't make the choice for them. Number three, you secretly like it. Don't breeze by this one too fast, my friend. If you didn't like at least an aspect of the chaos you create, you wouldn't be creating it. What on earth, you might ask, is there to like about chaos? Well, the excitement for one. Yes, you could do without the flat tire, the never-ending head cold, the leaky roof, the family crisis. You see where I'm going here. Another reason you might keep chaos around is that it puts you in the spotlight. If you can't wait to tell your friends, family, and coworkers about the bad things that happen, this might be your payoff. I know it's not pretty, but don't worry, there's a way out. So what do you do? Again, first, forgive yourself. Then commit to finding the excitement and attention, or whatever the payoff might be, somewhere else. Talk about the bad things that happen only on a need-to-know basis. Instead, find only good things to talk about. Again, this may seem difficult at first, but it will get easier. Don't want bad things to follow you around? Stop putting it in the universe. Number 4. You don't really think that you have a choice. You might be thinking, boy, I'd like to stop creating chaos in my life, but that's just ridiculous. Chaos and crisis just happen. In fact, they don't just happen. We create them happening. Not by consciously making them happen, but by unconsciously letting them happen. So what do you do about it? If this rings true, even slightly, you probably have a belief like, I don't create 100% of my reality. Simply change it to, I do create 100% of my reality. Along with any other beliefs keeping chaos around. And then watch your world transform. Number 5. You believe you deserve it. This is another one you might blow by too quickly. Of course, your conscious adult self doesn't believe you deserve chaos and crisis in your life. But there may be a part of you, perhaps the part of you that is still only 5 years old, that believes you don't deserve ease, elegance, joy, and peace. So what do you do about it? Change your belief. The belief might be, I don't deserve a wonderful, magical life. If that's your belief, change it to, I do deserve a wonderful, magical life. Belief changing is much easier than you might imagine, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your reality will respond. Say it and claim it. Number 6. You have nothing to replace it with. Let's face it, if you take away the chaos from your life, you might be left with your same old boring life. Again, this is probably not a conscious motivation. We all create from our unconscious selves until we become conscious of the energy we're emitting in the form of thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. What do you do about it? Begin to dream. Create some positive, exciting realities so you won't need chaos to fill the void. The simple act of imagining some positive futures will help diminish the energy that currently goes into creating chaos. What if you don't know what to dream? No worries. Start with knowing how you want to feel. How will peace feel? Safety, joy, abundance, success. Start feeling those things. Feelings create your world. Number 7. Success scares the heck out of you. Aha, there it is. Well, my friend, you are not alone. Let's face it. We all know failure, crisis, and chaos far too well. And like old worn furniture, we find it comfortable and familiar. If you dream too big, too far from what you know, anything could happen. So what do you do about it? That's right. Anything could happen if you allow it to. But you won't create amazing new futures unless you take a look at your fear of success and handle it. What does that look like? It looks like thinking the worst that could happen if you become successful, writing it down, figuring out what beliefs lie behind those fears, and then changing them. Decide what you want the consequences of success to be. If you can manifest the dream, you can manifest the consequences of that dream. Remember, creating your current life took years, decades perhaps. Creating a life filled with ease, elegance, peace, safety, success, and love will take time too. You don't have to do it all today, but begin today. Set an intention today. Make a commitment today. Like it or not, the chaos in your life is your creation. And that is good news. Because you created it, you can change it. For me, chaos can come in a way of spreading myself too thin. Does that make sense? I'm not a hoarder, but more of a minimalist, so I don't struggle with physical clutter. I don't obsess over the times I've been wronged or feel the same pull I once did to fix others. So I don't struggle with emotional clutter. Where I can overextend myself and create a bit of chaos is in my commitments. I love to be busy, or so I thought. So I got a free hour? Sure, I can take on another client, run another project, start a side business, no problem. I love feeling productive and creating opportunities, but I don't love feeling overwhelmed. For me, completing a task or a project gives me a charge, but at what price? I was exhausted and burning the candle at both ends, but I wasn't willing to let anything go. Sound familiar? I can do it. Let me just rest and regroup. I got this. Why? When you take the things you love and overload your life with them while managing the normal day-to-day, you can find yourself depleted, soul-crushing instead of soul-nourishing. It took a pandemic shutting me out of many of my responsibilities for me to regroup. I found out that I love to read and transport my mind to different places, times, and situations. I love working with my hands and being creative. These are important to me, and as things open up a bit, will remain part of my mix. You really do have more time than you think you do when you find something you're passionate about. Cut through the chaos with a healthy balance. Let's face it, life is busy in general, so to avoid chaos at certain times is unrealistic. But maybe finding ways to embrace the chaos and reorganize is a positive coping strategy. Bob McGlanney is the author of the Washington Post bestseller, Embrace the Chaos, which is about learning to move forward in times of change and uncertainty. Here are some of his ideas. Embrace the chaos means to accept the uncertainty of life and move forward anyway. Take action despite not knowing how things will turn out. To stop overthinking, stop overanalyzing, stop trying to predict. To go ahead, take action, move forward in life, move forward in a new career. Take new action, start a new business, get into a new relationship. And stop overthinking whether or not it will work. But self-doubt arises in all of us. No matter how strong we might be, the question of why always comes up. Why should I embrace the chaos? Well, number one, accept the chaos of life is better than trying to fight it. Life has always been unpredictable and full of uncertainty. We just didn't realize it. Accept it. Don't fight it. Accepting the reality of our world today is the most important way to learn to live in it. Let go of your ego. Let go of trying to force order and perfection to an imperfect life full of ups and downs and uncertainty. Often, stress, anxiety, and tension occur when you fight hard to change something you cannot change. You can't control the chaos. You can only change you, your thoughts, and your actions. And that's really good news, to focus on what you can control, you. Number two, you cannot predict the future. Uncertainty about how things will turn out tomorrow holds a lot of us back from pursuing our life ambitions, relationships, or business ideas. We waste so much time trying to make sure the path we take is the right one, when the reality is there is no right path, just the one you're on. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. That's a good thing. in some respects because the walls around us are malleable and move constantly. You and I have just as good a chance as anyone else at success and happiness. Stop trying to figure out the future and create moments by working towards your purpose in the here and now. This moment, right now, is the only one you can be certain of. Number 3, you will feel better doing than not doing. Taking a step forward in any direction makes you feel like you have some level of control over your life. When you take action, you stop overthinking and get less anxious because, in some sense, you are creating your own future in the here and now. You get a rush when you're consumed with activity geared towards pursuing a goal, despite how tough that goal is. You feel like you're in charge again because you are, of your thoughts and your actions. The positive energy generated by the movement of hands and body in a forward motion towards the pursuit of a higher purpose, a lifelong trip, a business goal, or to raise a child, is often what keeps us energetic, youthful, and feeling alive. Number 4, one thing always leads to another. Like a stone thrown into a pond of water, somehow one tiny little step forward puts in motion other pieces, rippling away, leading you to places, people, and opportunities that you can never imagine. You didn't get to where you are right now by your perfectly laid out plans years ago. So many of us arrived where we are through the zigzag motion of life, through stepping stones that were laid out all over the place. Some of the greatest things in your life right now came to you by chance, randomness, and luck. Number 5, you will become a better person faster, stronger, leaner, sharper. The mind is a muscle, and like any muscle, sometimes the mind needs resistance and tension to grow and develop as much as it needs nourishment and positive energy. Use the chaos of life to learn and develop. Adversity forces you to dig down deep inside you, rediscover your inner strength, or to fire synapses in your brain that creates new learning opportunities. Moving forward in uncertainty forces the potential energy that is already within us to come out. Number 6, you are resilient and know how to adapt. Trust yourself. You don't know what real strength lies within unless you are put in a situation that forces you to bring it out. You have an innate ability deep within to adapt and improvise to your new environment. You can handle it because your DNA has gone through a history of difficult times and has progressed ever since. As human beings, we have this awesome ability to persevere in really difficult times with nothing more than what you've been given, an able body and a strong mind. The resiliency inside of all of us is dormant but kicks in when you move forward in life. Number 7. You are meant for bigger things. Within each one of us lies a potential for great things. Think about the possibility of becoming who you really want to be. A better parent, a more successful business person who creates jobs for many, a better spouse or partner, or simply contribute more to society. This great person will never be realized unless you take steps to move forward in life and do something different, to accept the chaos and move forward anyway. All of us are meant to create a positive impact on all those around us in a unique and special way. Number 8, chaos forces us to clarify what's really important and what's not. When you embrace the chaos and move forward in life, you get crystal clear as to what makes you fulfilled, more satisfied, and ultimately happier. Self-discovery and self-realizations happen during the moments of confusion, clutter, and consistent complexity when you're feeling lost and heading for trouble. That's when your mind gets really clear as to what's the most important thing you want out of life. Because the mind cannot focus on all the things, your mind suddenly awakens and hones in. For some of us, a big challenge or adversity that seems insurmountable at the time jolts us to recognize what we really want. And for some people, it becomes less about the money and more about the relationships, the family, the kids, and the good health. Number 9, chaos can make you grateful. Humility is a wonderful thing, and for some of us, it only comes when you're forced to deal with something life-changing. Life is so unpredictably fast and really short. When you accept the ups and downs and the uncertainty of life, you begin to be grateful for what you have and not dwell on what you don't. The joy and happiness that comes from appreciating what you have adds fuel to the fire already burning inside of you to achieve your lifelong goals. You'll only realize how great of a life you have when you wake up and see the realities of your existence. Being grateful makes you so much happier for the small things. Number 10, chaos can be transformative. Sometimes difficult, unpredictable, and terrible experiences awaken us to the realities of our existence, often encouraging us to get on with work we have been waiting to do. Whether we like it or not, it forces us to make difficult choices and take bold steps forward in life. And we might have to go through these difficult times in order to truly transform into the kind of person we want to become. Once you actually embrace uncertainty and go ahead with a life goal or a relationship, you begin to change, discovering new things about yourself. You begin to value different things in life, to have deeper, richer conversations with friends, colleagues, and family, to find real meaning and joy in the smallest things. Like a caterpillar, you transform into a butterfly. Number 11, things have a way of working out in the end. People say things have a way of working out in the end because it's often so true. Perhaps not always, but there's a reason why it's a commonly used phrase. In a strange way, you have to have some level of faith, perhaps a belief that accidents that happen in life are there to teach us something, to shape your life, to shape your core beliefs, to make us who we are. When you're in the thick of uncertainty and chaos at work or in your personal life, it's hard to see, but think of all the times in your past when you thought it was really, really bad. And maybe it was, but often it isn't as bad as we think it is, and things work out. We are looking at chaos in a couple of different ways, avoiding, organizing, and embracing. You really need to have a good understanding of what you're dealing with before picking the right lane. If you are drowning in chaos, feeling overwhelmed and stuck, embracing more and leaning in might not be the right move for you at that time. For you, giving yourself time to identify and declutter your life might be the only place to start. Spend some time by yourself, unplug, and listen to your heart. So often, we are looking for a quick way out, so we grab a YouTube video on how to organize or read a blog on letting go. We are looking to a long-term solution instead of a short-term fix. You can find someone everywhere you look telling you what you need and what to do. We are plopped down right in the middle of it all. Frankly, it's assaulting. You make the conscious decision to turn it off and bury your head, so to speak, and then you're unaware and not part of what's going on in the world. Really? Do we need to be that involved? Maybe your chaos is coming from trying to mentally manage your day-to-day, the needs of your community, the health of the state, and a global crisis. Sheesh, wouldn't you say that's a bit much? You have a responsibility to yourself to push back. Just as you feed yourself when you're hungry, bathe yourself when you're dirty, and sleep when you're tired, consume info as needed. Want to know what the weather is? Look it up. Need to know the weather patterns for the whole country? Not sure you do. Have a lot invested in the market and need to check the pulse? Fine. Get alerts as things go up and down every minute? Not necessary. These are just two examples. Apply them to what you digest today and what you actually need to know. There might be some overconsumption issues there. Joanne Kleinman gives us four steps to calm the chaos in your mind in an article she wrote for Virtue Health. We live in a culture that fosters an overactive mind. It creates worry, frustration, dissatisfaction, sleeplessness, and a feeling that no matter what your life is like, something or many things about it need to be different. Your mind creates an internal chaotic war. And you think the way to peace is through conscious self-improvement, or you fixate on changing or improving the people around you. Here's the bottom line. You will never feel the contentment, joy, love, and satisfaction you want in your life with this inner battle going on. To stop it, you need to stop listening to the chronic chaos in your mind. Inner peace will never come from losing 10, 20, 50 pounds, finding the ideal mate, having the perfect job, or even raising the happiest children. The key to your peace and contentment is within you. Recognize that the internal response to your life circumstances determine how you feel and think about yourself and your life, not the circumstances themselves. Ask yourself these questions each morning. Every day, as soon as you wake up, what do I need to let go of right now to be calm? In other words, what thoughts are causing chaos in your mind? Set a timer for 5 minutes and ask yourself this question repeatedly. Write down the responses that come to mind. Then ask yourself a second question. What do I have to be grateful for? Set the timer for another 5 minutes and write down your responses. What you learn in these 10 minutes has the power to change your whole life. Note the physical responses you have to chaotic thinking. Every thought you have creates a physical response in your nervous system and an emotional feeling in your body. Yet you often allow your mind to go wherever it wants to go without taking control over the direction it goes. Pay attention to the emotional and physical responses in your body when your mind goes to the chaotic, negative place. Does your neck get tense? Do you have knots in your stomach? Do you feel run down or cranky? These physical reactions are a sign that you need to get your mind in check. Notice your attachment to outcomes. Focusing on producing specific outcomes in your life makes you fixate on controlling things that you really don't have control over. This causes fear and anxiety because the more you try to control something you can't actually control, the more out of control you feel. In order to try to feel more in control, you try even harder to control what couldn't be controlled in the first place. Does this sound insane or what? Ask yourself who or what you're trying to control that you really don't have any control over. Tired of me saying the word control? Choose to let go. Sometimes you're afraid to let go of the thoughts you fixate on because these fixations become part of your identity. Have you ever thought, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't trying to fix or control that part of my life. You focus on past mistakes because you think holding on to the shame and regret will prevent you from making the same mistakes again. A constant reminder. You worry about the future because you think worrying about it will somehow let you control its outcome. To create an immediate sense of inner calm and peace, start a daily practice of letting go of past regret and future worry, and consciously direct your mind to right here, right now. A good technique I like to use is just to start feeling your body. When you feel yourself obsessing, you tend to ruminate and get your mind all spun out of control. Stop yourself. Say it out loud. Stop. Ask yourself this question: can I go back in time and fix the issue or problem that already happened? I know your answer is going to be no. If it is, tell yourself it's time to let it go. I'm going to focus my energy on what I can control, and that's me moving forward. Next thing, feel your feet. Feel your toes. Wiggle them. Roll your shoulders back. Stretch your hands out. Wiggle your fingers. This act will allow you to feel present in the moment. Bringing yourself to the moment you are in will help you from worrying about the future. Stop the story where the facts end. If you can't predict the future, why are you talking about it? Time is so precious and the only thing we don't have enough of. Why waste it on the past or the future and miss the present? If you want to share Encourage Mentology with a friend who needs to know they are not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, find the root of chaos in your life to treat the symptoms appropriately. Let go, lean in, or reroute to get time and space to include joy and peace. You have choices, so choose wisely. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encourage Mentology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. I stumbled through until the path was clear.